there's live music in the air. We'll be hearing it shortly. In fact, it's in conjunction with a faculty recital at the new Hamill Music Center, brand new building at the UW-Madison. And it features the talents of Timothy Hagen as a flutist and composer. And the pianist for the occasion is Ben Corbin, and they're both here. And welcome to the midday.
Thanks so much, Norman. Thanks for having us.
And I'm just going to go through this bill of fare here because we'll be sampling half of the things on the program, as it turns out, which is a nice sneak preview. There's a work by Valerie Coleman, and then we come to Tim's Nocturne Lullaby, then Clara Schumann, represented by those three romances of hers mm-hmm. for flute and piano, the pretty well-known Francis Poulenc Sonata for flute and piano. And then, speaking of Telemann, a Capriccio in G, is that's solo flute?
It starts as solo flute, but then there's a very nice continuo accompaniment that goes with it.
That's a little different. And then finally, one by Alexander Rosenblatt, his Carmen Fantasy. Yeah, you'd say it's a kind of a jazz-influenced Carmen Fantasy. It must be three or four of those Carmen Fantasies by now.
Yes, exactly. We'll just keep churning them out, I think.
Well, you know, it's the kind of thing you can update to
Absolutely.
Your advantage.
Yeah.
So. That sounds like that will be a mouthful. But speaking of the Poulenc, which is fourth on the bill of fare, that rather famous work for flute, isn't it, from the 20th century?
Absolutely. It sort of made its way into the standard repertoire in record time. It was written, Poulenc wrote it in memory of Elizabeth Sprague Coolidge, who was a great patron of new music. And we have her to thank for Appalachian Spring, for one of the Bartok string quartets, and he wrote it in her memory, and he called up Jean-Pierre Rampal, the famous French flutist, and said, well, I didn't know her, so this piece is really for you. And then once he started playing it, it really took off.
Well, how nice. And what does some of it sound like, and then what are we going to be hearing?
Well, here's a little bit of the first movement feature, and it begins with a figure that Poulenc uses a lot in his music, and our listeners will have to fill in the piano part in their imaginations.
Hum along. With a bit of the Poulenc Sonata for Flute and Piano, and I should mention a couple of things that are important regarding this upcoming faculty recital of yours. First of all, Tim is a professor of flute at the UW-Madison, and that this concert, in addition to taking place in the Collins Recital Hall of the brand new Hamill Music Center, is absolutely free. You can just walk in, but when would that be? That would be Saturday night, November 16th, this coming Saturday, 8 o'clock there. And then this is kind of a forerunner to a concert that you're going to be participating in Chicago?
Yes. We were fortunate enough to be invited to participate in the Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert Series that the Chicago Cultural Center sponsors in downtown Chicago. Those concerts happen on Wednesday afternoons at 12:15, and they bring in artists from all over the world. So it's a real pleasure to be included on this series.
Now, I mentioned that you're a composer also, and one of your pieces is part of the upcoming concert Saturday night. It's a nocturne lullaby.
Yes. This piece was born out of tremendous sadness. My mother died suddenly in March, and she the idea of, you know, a lullaby, something you sing to a child, I sort of reversed it, and it became a nocturne lullaby for her. And she was... One of my favorite stories from growing up about her is that I practiced entirely too much for her sensibilities.
Really?
Yes. Nobody in my family was musical. And if you've ever been around a beginning musician, you know that they don't always make the most pleasing sounds. And one day I was heading into our living room to listen to some music on our stereo. And my mother stopped me in the hallway and said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to go listen to some music." She said, "Oh, good. I thought you were going to practice."
You've got to be kidding.
Nope. That's verbatim.
That would be very unusual. You know, you should sort of just be glad that, you know, I don't play the drums.
Exactly, yeah. And so she did eventually grow to love classical music, largely because I was dragging her to all of my concerts. And her favorite thing I ever played was Danny Boy.
Oh, I suppose.
Yeah. And so I incorporated that piece into the Nocturne Lullaby, although you don't hear it until the very end. The whole piece is based on the opening four notes of Danny Boy.
So let's hear some of that. Particularly effective in a lullaby for a flute.
I think so, and especially on the alto flute, which was the instrument I was just playing, a different member of the flute family. It's pitched a perfect fourth below the flute, so it gives us a sweetness and a richness that's hard to capture on a normal concert flute.
Telemann did a lot of writing for the flute. He did a lot of writing, period, most prolific composer in history. But a lot of writing for flute, including a fair amount for solo flute, but this, as you've said, is kind of a hybrid.
Yes, absolutely. We, the 18th century in Europe was sort of a golden age for the flute. It was one of the preeminent solo instruments at the time, and Telemann wrote many, many sonatas for flute with accompaniment, and also the beautiful 12 fantasies for flute without accompaniment. And so, as you just said, this Capriccio is a hybrid, and it comes from a collection that he wrote for amateur musicians. So it was meant to be played in the home, mostly. And so you have a little introduction for solo flute, and then there's this beautiful slow melody in which Ben is going to accompany me on the piano, which Bach himself preferred to the harpsichord.
Well, yeah, he was very forward-thinking, Bach was.
Yeah. Thank you.
also Bewitching. And it'll be interesting to see what it sounds like when Mr. Ben Corbin gets to come in with the piano part. My guests today have been Timothy Hagen and, as a silent partner, Ben Corbin, but he will be anything but silent during this free recital that you can listen to and also take in the new Hamel Music Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Music. That free recital, Saturday, November 16th, that's this coming Saturday, 8 o'clock, and a nice variety of music for flute and piano, and you can just kind of wave, Ben, and thanks, Tim, for stopping by.
Thank you, Norman. Thanks again for having us.